not do this, otherwise I'll smack you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it seems also like this like allows you to have community with anyone of anything.
Yeah.
And like the gentleman that I initially stood here standing listening to, which I thought was very interesting. I thought you did very well in that. I was really amused by a lot of your responses to his accusations. But it just, because that's also very important to me, just the inclusion of community. And exclusion is what a lot of philosophies and religions tend to do. Like he was, I'm sure if you asked him whether or not like if Christians were the only people to go to heaven, like somebody like that might say yes. And like, so okay, that's another question. What's after this? What's after this physical life? Do we maintain like our own individual consciousness, or do we just return to the great one?
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that consciousness is individual, eternal.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And so, is it the consciousness that begins with ourselves within our physical bodies and then it enters eternity? Or is it recycled? Like sort of like a Hindu consciousness?
As long as we're in conditioned life, we recycle. And when we're in liberated life, we get free from changing from one body to the next.
So liberated life, and what's that?
Liberated life means that you get out of this material existence and you become associated with Krishna. As there's a material world, there's a spiritual world. This world is a limited portion of the kingdom of God. There's also a part beyond the limitations. You can go. God is not, as we're personal, God is also personal.
I like that. The relationship with God is for me very personal. And for anybody to tell me that it has to be one way or the other, to claim that you have the truth to the exact nature, for my personal nature of God, is to put me off in a big way.
Sorry?
Is to put me off in a big way.
What did?
To claim that you have if one were to claim that they have access to the truth of God,
uh-huh,
more than just to say that God is one,
uh-huh,
and that God is this and God is that and God this, that, and the other thing.
The problem is usually the sort of exclusive claims. Yeah. You know, God's over here, but he's not over there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's in our backyard, but not your backyard.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
these are limiting conceptions.
And that's what will, I think I heard you say this earlier, that's what will keep us fighting as humans.
Yeah. That's sort of a low, it's God consciousness, but it's a very low level of God consciousness.
Yeah.
Where we only see God and ourselves, and we don't see others who are connected with God.
And then that's the acceptance of all of the religions as well.
Yeah, every religion is
like conduits to God. Have you ever read The Life of Pi?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a really good novel. It's about this Indian boy who is on a lifeboat with a tiger and like manages to survive. But that's very that's the second half of the story, and almost not as important to me as the first. In which, as a young boy, he's a Hindu, and then he's exposed to Christianity, and then he becomes a Christian, and then he's exposed to Islam, and he becomes a Muslim, and then there's this confrontation between the priest and the imam and whoever the leader of the Hinduism is, and they all have this confrontation. He said, like, you can't be one and you can only be one, pretty much. And he says, like, why can't I? I just want to love God.
Vedic literature has a very expansive understanding of love. It's explicit, and at the same time, expansive. God is a person, but not a limited person. And certainly not a purpose of sectarian limited person.
Yeah. And if God, Krishna, and the One is infinite.
You'll find very interesting discussion of personal and impersonal aspects of God. There's a lot of information.
I'm certainly going to read this now. It sounds very interesting. Sounds like.
Where do you stay?
I'm in Alexandria.
Oh, okay. So you're not so far from here.
Where are you located?
I travel, so I'm sometimes in America, sometimes abroad. Not much in Washington.
Yeah. So, what do you do on your travels?
I teach, and I'm involved in publishing and editing.
I like your teaching. It's good.
I'm just basically repeating what I've learned from my spiritual master. So whatever benefit I get out of anything I say.
So where is your own? What's your own? I mean, if you're just repeating what you've learned from your spiritual master. Are you struggling with these things that your spiritual master tells you? I mean, I'd hope that you aren't simply just...
It's a question of assimilation and realization. What I say... Well, let's think about that a second. It's a question of understanding. It's something like... you get something valuable and you realize its value and you pass it on as it is without having to mess with it because you know that it's valuable as it is.
So do you struggle with it at all initially?
Oh yeah, you have. I mean, my first time when I was first coming, I was just like, question, 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 question. And if on page 2 it says this, why on page 7 does it say that? And, you know, all of these sort of bust a hole in it sort of questions or, you know, perplexity sort of questions or what about sort of questions. I found they just had, you know, there was an answer to that, to different things. You just have to be patient. There's a sensible explanation. If one guy didn't know it, the next guy did.
So... I think a lot of people, like, would say, like, very rational people would say that, like, turning to spirituality is sort of like copping out of being human, and all of it is to be human, just like to have this like very physical body that we have to take recognition of, and like everything else is just like, it's like. It's like a cop out. Spirituality is like a cop out.
Well, that's a sort of cop out explanation. That's a cop out position, you know. When it's, well, I disagree with you because your position is just a cop out. Well, okay, now show me how my position is a cop out. Not just enough to say, well, it's just a cop out. You know, show me what's wrong with my position. Otherwise, I could say that about your position. What does that, you know, what does that do for me? Well, you're just a cop out. No, you're a cop out. Question?
I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you recording this?
Yeah, unless you don't want us to.
What?
Unless you don't want us to, and then he'll press the pause button.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, press the...
Will you answer anything?
Well...